our high calling. Make your calling and election sure. March 9th. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Peter 1:8. The only safety for the Christian is to be unwearied in his efforts to live on the plan of addition. The apostle shows the advantages to be gained in thus doing. For those who add grace to grace, God will work on the plan of multiplication, so that the graces will be in and abound in the religious life, and he will not be barren nor unfruitful. Those abounding in the Christian graces will be zealous, lively, vigorous in all practical Christianity, and will practice righteousness, just as the branch abiding in the vine will produce the same fruit that the vine bears. He who does not climb the ladder of progress and add grace to grace is blind and cannot see afar off. He fails to discern that without taking these successive steps in ascending the ladder round after round, in growing in grace and the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ, he is not placing himself in a position where the light of God above the ladder is reflected upon him. As he does not add grace to grace, he has forgotten the claims of God upon him, and that he was to receive the forgiveness of sins through obedience to the requirements of God. Wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. 2 Peter 1:10. We need not have a supposed hope, but an assurance. To make our calling and election sure is to follow the Bible plan to closely examine ourselves, to make strict inquiry whether we are indeed converted, whether our minds are drawn out after God and heavenly things, our wills renewed, our whole souls changed. To make our calling and election sure requires far greater diligence than many are giving to this important matter. For if ye do these things, live on the plan of addition, growing in grace and the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ, ye shall mount up, step by step, the ladder Jacob saw, and ye shall never fall.